It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, Dental, and Life.
Well, this month, National Preparedness Month. County Commissioner is putting out a proclamation on that last week. And County Commissioner Tim Freeman in here to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me in.
So talk about National Preparedness Month and why that's an important topic.
Well, as we have seen here in Douglas County, you really can't predict what might happen and what you might have to deal with as far as emergencies go. And we've recognized the better that the public can be prepared for these emergencies, the better everybody is. So by doing this proclamation, we're able to bring in quite a few of the organizations around our community that have a component of the work they do is preparedness. So the proclamation gives us a chance to highlight and thank those organizations, but it also gives us a great chance to remind the public the best preparedness really starts at home. Each person being prepared, each household being prepared is really what we try to focus people on.
And as we've seen, oftentimes people really are so used to just being able to run to the store, run here, run there, get what they need, have everything taken care of. Then you have one of these situations like we've dealt with in recent years, and suddenly those options aren't there. You realize you don't have extra food at the house, you don't have backup power, you don't have a lot of things.
Yeah, I think people get overwhelmed pretty quickly when they think about, you know, all the things that they could do to be prepared. What we ask people to do is just do something. And I use a term that a lot of people don't like when I use it, but I heard it at one of the trainings I was at. And they say there's no too little you can do to be prepared. And what that helps you realize is, you know, each month if you go to the grocery store, buy an extra can of food and put it on the shelf. You know, each month maybe buy a gallon of water and do it over time. So do a little bit over a period of time, and any little bit that you do to be more prepared, the better off everybody will be during an emergency because you can help yourself and others a little bit better.
And when these emergencies come, I mean, you've got people whose job it is, like a lot of the folks that you had at your proclamation the other day, to jump out there, but really, you really need everybody to be involved, whether they're officially helping or just folks that are able to help.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, as we've had these big major disasters, of course, the county commissioners, Commissioner Kress and myself and Commissioner Boyce, we're out trying to help. And we're always amazed at the public. The public's willingness to go help each other and you know, their neighbors and their family. And we see all that out there. But, you know, the whole idea is it's hard to go help others if you're not in a situation where things are okay at your household. So being more prepared at your own home gives you that capacity to go out and help others. These organizations, we see them out during these emergencies. We see them helping. And there's a lot of, you know, amazing work that goes on to be prepared, a lot of trainings and a lot of capacity building. And these are some of the organizations we recognize, and others that weren't able to make it are doing that work every single day.
Now, when we had the flood event in March, and that was on a Sunday of all days to have it, it was interesting to watch how that evolved. And because a lot of people are, you know, a lot of organizations, so you have minimal staffing or if any staffing that day. And folks jumped in, and suddenly everybody realized they better be on duty.
Yeah, that happened really quickly, and it was, you know, a record rainfall in a short period of time, and a lot of area of the county was impacted, and it was kind of interesting. Other areas of the state weren't impacted quite like we were, so we had certainly a lot of damage, a lot of people impacted, and, you know, between emergency services and some of the faith-based community organizations and other just, you know, folks out helping, it was amazing how much aid and assistance came really quickly for those people that were impacted by the flood.
And you had a lot of companies as well who had certain pieces, heavy equipment, stuff like that, who jumped in there too.
Yeah, again, I think our community really rallies around these emergencies, and everybody shows up. The big, you know, the big organizations that got, you know, big companies that have big heavy equipment will show up during fires and other things, and just folks that have one piece of equipment will show up and help others, and we've certainly saw that during the flood event.
And with some of the other things, we're going to be talking later today about Archie Creek, looking back 5 years. That was another situation where you had forestry companies jumping in, and even just farmers and people that kind of, you know, knew the area maybe better than anybody that jumped right in.
Yeah, you know, and on the preparedness side of that, a lot of people did have their go bag ready. They had their, you know, their medicine and their prescriptions and all the things that were important to them ready to go in a car, and were leaving quickly. Remember, in just a few hours, there was almost 30 miles of residents evacuated, and many of those people had nothing to come back to. So that's part of preparedness, is having that go bag ready and knowing in a short period of time what you'd take with you and get out.
Well, and as well, whether, and really both online and in a physical form, maybe with a safe, having all those documents to, you know, insurance policies and, you know, phone lists and all those kinds of things, because like in that situation, as you said, if you didn't have it when you left, you weren't going to get it back.
Yeah, we have partnered with Douglas Public Health Network. The county has, the county commissioners have helped fund and gave a grant. They put together a document called Umpqua Prepared, and it's really a guide to those things we're talking about. There's a several areas of the preparedness brochure that helps you think about how you make copies of those documents that you need and get them in a place where you're going to grab them and get them in your car and go quickly. Umpqua Prepared is available for people through DPHN. We've literally handed out thousands of these around the county and will continue to do that work.
So what's the one thing that somebody could do today to be more prepared?
Just take a minute and recognize that being prepared is something that we all have the responsibility to do. And one of the common things I tell people to do is do something that you would use anyway. You could use during an emergency, but you would use it anyway. That way you're familiar with it. You know how to use it. During an emergency, it'll be second nature. You won't be trying to figure it out.
All right, County Commissioner Tim Freeman talking about National Preparedness Month. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.